Well, let's stay with elections. A Twitter bot has been working overtime to find and combat abusive tweets aimed at female candidates in the New Zealand elections. During the campaign, ParityBot picked up over 200,000 toxic messages about New Zealand women MPs. Most were directed at Jacinda Ardern, Judith Collins and Chloe Swarbrick. Jacqueline Comer is the creative technologist working with Areto Labs to bring this technology here for the first time. She's with us now. Kia ora.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how does this work?
Okay, it's a really good question. So how ParityBot works is the bot on Twitter follows all of the female candidates that were running in the New Zealand election. And any time that the bot detected a toxic tweet, which goes through a machine learning model with lots of filters that actually, once a tweet goes through one filter that says, yeah, this is probably toxic, it goes through another. There's seven of them. And once it's scored 90% most likely to be toxic, the bot replies with a positive tweet to balance the negativity on Twitter.
So what sort of toxic and negative things were women candidates facing?
Pretty awful stuff. So the toxic filters that we have range anything from just general profanity to tweets about sexual violence, rape, death threats. They are quite vile and quite disappointing, to be honest.
Are you able to tell whether women were facing that sort of social media interaction more than men?
We weren't following any men in the New Zealand election because we created this bot to make sure that we were mitigating or at least trying to raise awareness for the fact that women candidates tend to face greater toxicity on social media. So we don't have that data at all.
Okay. Who would actually see these tweets though? Because you've got 282 followers. I understand that, you know, if there was a negative, you sent out a positive to kind of balance it. But was that actually appearing in lots of people's timelines?
Yes. So to see the tweets, you actually had to follow the bot. And we did have, again, I think, 282, something like that, followers. So all of those followers did. And obviously, because of the Twitter algorithms, if anyone liked or retweeted that tweet, then it amplified the positive tweet. We also did experiment in the New Zealand election with actually replying to some of the candidates with the positive tweet. So if they received a toxic tweet, we wouldn't reply to the toxic tweet. We would just reply to the candidate with a positive message. So they actually started to see some of that within their own timeline.
Okay, so how much engagement did you actually get? How many people did you reach?
Oh, goodness. I don't know if we've even cracked into that data. We had really, really great community engagement. We have run ParityBot in Canada for two elections, and it is running right now in the U.S. election. And in New Zealand, I think we had more community engagement. For some reason, people here just really got what ParityBot was all about, were really supportive of it. We got lots of questions within the community on Twitter and then on our website about, you know, what's this all about? How can we support it? So it's actually been really, really great here.
Well, thank you very much for coming on Morning Report and telling us about it. Jacqueline Comer there.